Daf is Daf Yizayin, so we got to a few lines down. To Amar Mar, five lines down. Amar Mar, Yachal Afilu Chalav. We said earlier that even if, let's say, everybody were to get sick, within the 6 years, maybe you should have to make up the time. Tamalomer, Bashvius Yotza, he leaves even though, Bashvius Yetza, he'll leave even in the seventh year, even if he didn't complete the sixth full term. Afilu Chalav Kol Sheish, let's say he's sick all 6 years. One would think also he'd go free, even though he didn't work a day. But doesn't the Brisa tell us Chalosh Shalosh Ve'Evet Shalosh? If he was sick for 3 years and he worked for 3 years, Eino Chayiv LaHashlim, he doesn't have to make up the time. But the implication is Chalosh Kol Sheish. If he was sick all 6 years, Chayiv LaHashlim, he would have to be Mashlim. So what's the lacha? Seems to be a stira. If he's sick for all 6 years, do you have to be Mashlim or don't you have to be Mashlim? So Amar Rav Sheisha says Be'osa Ma'isa Macha. When we say he was sick for 6 years, if he was able to still do some sewing, some level, some small avodah, some lacha, that's considered working, he doesn't have to make it up. But if he was sick, and the problem is to the point where he couldn't do any malacha, then he would have to be mashlim afterwards. Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha. Amr, Sachala, there's this an internal contradiction here. Amr, initially we said, Chala Shalosh Ve'Evid Shalosh. He was sick for 3 years and was working for 3 years, Ein Chai L'Hashim. He doesn't have to make up. You need at least 3 years of work. Ha arba, but if you were sick for 4 years, chayv l'hashim, you have to make up those 4 years. But Ema Seifa, the Seifa said, chala kol sheish, if you were sick for 6 years, chayv l'hashim, you have to make up for those 6 years. But if it's less than 6 years, lemi ha arba, only 4 years, ain chayv l'hashim, you don't have to make it up. So one part of the Brisa says 4 years, you do have to make up. The other part of the Brisa says you don't have to make up 4 years. Hachi kamar, chala arba nasa kimisha chala kol sheish v'chayv l'hashim. No. If you're sick for 4 years or more, it's as if you were sick for 6 years. We look rubo kakulo, I guess, we're applying here. And therefore, you have to make up afterwards. And that's how the Gemara reconciles this price. Mark with the price, the Taner Rabbanan, Kama Manikin Lo Chamei Shlam. How much do you have to do Hanukkah? What's the amount? What's the shear of Hanukkah? Chamei Shlam, five Shlam. Mikol Min, Memin, each Min. Shein Chamesha Shrei Shlam, Divrei Rabbi Meir. It's a total of 15, the three types of Minim. Because the Mishnah, rather the Pasuk tells us, Hanek Tanek Lo, give Hanukkah, Mitzoncha, Migarncha, Miyakvecha, Asher Berach Hashem Alkecha Titen Lo, from three types of Minim, Tzoncha, Migarncha, Miyakvecha. So five Shlam from each Min, 5 times 3 is 15, you need a 15 Shlam worth of Hanukkah for the Eved. That's according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shloshim Kishloshim She'Eved, you need a total of 30, just like a Shloshim She'Eved, which is what? If a Maishor, let's say, were to run over an Eved Kanani, and he kills him, so then the lach is, I owe Shloshim Shekel to the owner of the Eved Kanani. That 30 Shekel is the model for Hanukkah. We'll see the sources for all these. And the third opinion is, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chamishim Kechamishim She'Erchen. No, you pay 50 Shlam worth to the Hanukkah based on the Erchen, the 50 amount when it comes to Erchen, different values of different ages of people. That's the model. So three way machlokas, what shir Hanukkah is necessary. Mar is going to analyze each one by one. Amar Mar, Chamesh Shlam, Mikol Min V'Min, Shem Chamesh Shrei Shlam, Divrei Rabbi Meir, 5 from each Min, 5 times 3 is 15. That's according to Rabbi Meir. Right, Meir Minyan Asla Shemun, he's coming to teach us a chiddush here. We know how to count. If you tell us 5 from each min, we know that the sum is 15. The Mishnah doesn't have to tell us that adds up to 15. We know simple math. Gemara says, "Kav Mashma." This comes to teach us Mivsar Hudula Mivsar La. You can't have any less than 15. Mehai Minyana from that amount. V'batzer Le Michad Mina V'tafer Le Michad Mina. Let's say you have less than one. Let's say you have 4 from one, but 6 from the other. As long as the sum is 15. Less than, but we're not so concerned with that. But there has to be ideally 5 from each, and then a total of 15. But if you move around each of the parts, as long as there's a total of 15 at least, that's not a problem. That's good as well. My time, what's the reason for this? The Rebbe Meir, Yalef Reikam Reikam mi Bechor. It says Reikam by Hanukkah, it says Reikam by Bechor. Malahalan Chamesh Shlam, just like a Bechor of a Ish, Bechor of a son, is 5 Shlam to the Kohen. Afkan Chamesh Shlam, so too here's 5 Shlam for Hanukkah for each min. Gemara asks, Ve'ema Chamesh Shlam Mikul. Maybe we should use the 5 Shlam in total, in the aggregate of all of them together combines to 5. They can't divide it evenly so well, 5 divided by 3, but a little bit, 1 point, whatever it is, for each of the min to have a total of 5. So Gemara says, Ikas Reikam Lebasov had said Reikam at the end. Because the commerce, like what you're saying, you have a total of 5, because Reikam now is the word that tells us 5 Shlam. So if the word Reikam appears at the end, that means the total should be 5. However, Hashad Ichsev Rekam Bereish. It says Rekam, the word Rekam, which now we know means five, because the Gezer Shava says five in the beginning. It says five. So Reish Shadei Rekam Atzon, Rekam Agoran, Rekam Ayakev. We're throwing the word Rekam. We're throwing the number five on each of the medium, five on each of them times three, totals 15. Gemara says, why do you learn Rekam from Bechor? Nelef Rekam, Rekam Me'olas Re'iyah. And Rashi tells us that the Shir of Olas Re'iyah, based on the mission and first mission of Maseches Chagiga, it is Delesa El Shtei Kesef, only Shtei Kesef. So it's much less than five Shleim. So why not use Olas Re'iyah as the Raya? Amar Kra, Asher Berach Hashem Elokecha. Pasuk Asher Berach, to bless, you should have more. Hanukkah should be as much as you possibly could understand this. So we have two options. We take the large option because Asher Berach Hashem Elokecha. And we see from here, by the way, that the Gzer Shava is set which words are being used, Rekam Rekam, but there's a machlokas which application to use. So when I think we discussed it many times in the past, that Gzer Shava is the different types of Masoras. Not every Gzer Shava means you were told which word to use, which application, which halacha. Sometimes the Masora that they received was which words to use. But which application to learn from, that was up to the Chacham to decide. So they had the option to learn from Bechor, they had the option to learn from Olas Re'iyah, they figured based on a Svara, it makes more sense to apply it, to learn it from Rekam of Bechor as opposed to Olas Re'iyah. That's all sheet that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shloshim Kishloshim Shevet. You use the model of Eved Kanani who gets killed by a Shur, which the owner of the Shur has to pay 30 Slaim to the owner of the Eved. My time at the Rabbi Yehuda, what's his source? Yalf Nesina Nesina. He has a different Gezer Shava. He had a different Masorah. Me Eved. Malahalan Shloshim Eved. Shloshim Afkan Shloshim. So there's a Gezer Shava. It says Nesina by Eved. It says Nesina by Hanako. So we have a Gezer Shava 30. Gemara says, why are you learning from Eved? Nelef Nesina Nesina Me Erchen. It also says Nesina by Erchen. And Malahalan Chamishim Afkan Chamishim. Just like Erchen, it's 50 Slum. So two Hanako should be 50 as well. Why not learn from Erchen? Amar answers Chada number one, the Tafsa Muba lo Tafsas, Tafsa Muba Tafsasa. If you have the option of choosing a larger and a smaller sum, we always go for the smaller amount. So we take the 30 over the 50. V'yod, moreover, Eved me Eved have a Leila Mela. If it makes sense to learn Hanukkah by an Eved from another type of Eved, even though it's Eved Kanani, but still in the same parsha of Avadim, so Shloshim is a better model, as opposed to learning from a random source of Erech and nothing to do with Avdus.
Why is that a smaller Tafsa Muba over here? That's if you have. It's impossible to get that much. Might as well stay with this.
It's not impossible. It's whenever you have two options, the Gemara invokes this a lot of times. Where does it come up? It comes up in the Gemara in Yom in the beginning, when it's talking about days of Shlomim.
More shaykh to do this than do that. Better, might as well do this smaller amount. Here it's talking about giving. What do you need? A person should be giving. Difference between 30 and 50 to be giving.
Either way, you need to make a decision. So the clause, we always take the smallest amount, unless it's against some other counter svara to say you should give more, which might be Asher Berach Hashem Elokecha, which is the next svara, I think, that should override. But I think the default is always to take the smallest amount. Okay. There's another counter svara, so maybe we throw that counter svara. He didn't hold that counter svara for whatever reason. Okay, now the Gemara understands, what's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon was a third opinion who held Omer Chamishim Kechamishim Shebe Erchen, 50, using the model of Erchen, my time of the Rabbi Shimon, what was his reason? Gamar Nesina Nesina Erchen, he has the Gzer Shava. But he wanted to apply Nesina to Erchen as opposed to Eved Kanani. Malahalan Chamishim Afkan Chamishim. Veima Bepachas Shebe Erchen. So if Erchen, there's a lot of levels of different ages of how much one pays for Erchen. For instance, I want to give the Erchen of that individual, so if he's a boy or a girl or whatever age, there's a certain amount. 50 is not the lowest amount. You should take the smallest amount. So I'm not sure if Rashi brings down all the different amounts. It doesn't, but whatever the smaller amount, and there is a smaller amount of 50, than 50. So the Gemara says, because Asher Berach Hashem Elokecha Ksiv. You're supposed to take a larger amount, so you go up to 50. So Erchen's the model, and you take the highest level within the range and levels of Erchen. So Nelef Nesina Nesina Me'eved. So once you have the Gezer Shav and Nesina, why are we learning from Erchen? Why not learn from Eved? Malahal and Shloshim Afkan Shloshim. We should use that Gezer Shav and that application like Rabbi Yehuda did. Gemara, and furthermore, to strengthen the question, and there's good reason to use Eved. As Shloshim shall Eved as the source, because Chada the Tafsis Meruba lo Tafsis, like we said before, take the smaller amount. And Ode, Eved me Eved Havalei the Melef. Eved, the Shloshim shall Eved serves as a more sensible model for Eved Ivri Hanukkah. They both have to do with Avdus. So comes along Rabbi Shimon, you're right. I don't learn the Gezer Shava Nesina Nesina. Micha Micha. He has a different Gezer Shava, Micha Micha. If you look at Rashi here, Micha Micha, very important Rashi in terms of Gezer Shava, as I mentioned before. He says Micha Micha around 15 lines up. Ein adam don gzer shava miatzmo. A person is not allowed to make his own gzer shava. Umesara hilahem mirabosem umesinai. The mesara dating back to Moshe Rabbeinu from Kabbalah Torah is a teva nichtal gzer shava. They were told which words can be used, but everything else was left to them to figure out the rest. Up until this point, we assume that Rabbi Shimon's Mesora was Nesina as well. So we had a question. Once the word that you're using is Nesina, you should use Eved over Erchen. Therefore, it's Litute Gzeir Shava, the Rabbi Shimon Lav Gzeir Shava, the Nesina. Gamar el demicha. Since we didn't have a good explanation, we had to say, you know what? Rabbi Shimon had a very different Mesora. His Mesora was not Nesina, but it was really Micha. Ksiv be'eved chi yomuch, v'ksiv be'erchen v'machu. That's how Rashi understands this Gemara. I think the Ramban on the Hasagos and the Sefer Mitzvot have different understanding of this. I didn't look at what he says. I'm not sure if you need to discuss this particular point. But he says there are different types of Gzer Shavas. It's possible here everybody agrees that there is a Gzer Shava from Anaka to something else. But not always every single word was given over. As opposed to Rashi, where the Machlokas, what the Masorah was, according to Ramban, there was never a Machlokas. There was never a Masorah. The Masorah was that there is a Gzer Shava Hanaka to some other word, some other place. Which word is being used, which application, that's up to them. So Rabbi Shimon never changed his opinion. That's a much easier flow, as opposed to saying that they made a mistake, what Rabbi Shimon had held, what the word was, now they're using a different word. It's, to me, more sensible to say he wasn't sure which word to use. It was open up for the Chachamim to decide which word to be used for the Gzer Shava. Okay, let's go weiter. Eight lines up. The Gemara says, Bishma, Rabbi Meir. This all makes sense according to Rabbi Meir, who held 5:5:5:15. The Hainu Dechsiv Ton V'Garn V'Yekev. Why did it specify three different minim? Because you need five per each min, totaling 15. Elal Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, who just held 30 and 50 respectively. Haiton Garn V'Yekev Lomli. Why did they specify three different types of minim? So Gemara explained, Haimi Barlei Lechadetan, and needed for the following brisa, the Yachol Lo Yehei Manikin Elamiton Garn V'Yekev. I might think you could only give sheep and grains and wine over, because that's what the pasuk says. You can't give any other item over as hanaka. Only those three. Minayin the rabbos kol davar. How do I know I could give anything over as hanaka, any type of matana, as long as the value is 15, according to Rabbi Meir, and 30 and 50 respectively. Tamalomar sheberach Hashem lokecha. Any type of anything that has bracha to it, lav dafka those three. Imkain, so if that's the case, ma tamalomar ton garen v'yekev. So why specify? If it's asher beracha, anything that has bracha to it, so ton garen v'yekev is limiting. So Lomar Lacha comes to tell me, Matzon, Gorn, V'yekev, Miuchadim, Sheyeshin, Bechlal, Bracha. These three items are Bechlal, Bracha. They grow. Rashi says, the last Rashi in the Amud here, Bechlal, Bracha. Tzon, Para, V'raba, the sheep are going to produce. V'chein, Gilei, Karkar, they're going to grow. Af, Kol, Sheyeshin, Bechlal, Bracha. So to any other type of item that grows, that produces, Yatzu, Ksafim, Divrei, Rabbi Shimon. As opposed to money doesn't produce. They're objects, they can't produce it, they don't grow, obviously. So therefore, ksafim are out of the picture. That's why Tzon, Garn, V'yekev are singled out, because anything else that can create things, can produce, can grow. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. No. Yatsu, come say Yatsu par Predos. Predos, you're referring to mules that are not able to have children. They cannot have other mules. They can't procreate. So that's what's coming to exclude. So Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Shimon, Predos, Meshvapachon, Megufayo. No, I think mules can be included, because even though they cannot have other mules, they still could get better and fattier and stronger. That's considered Bechlal Bracha. And Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Ksafim Avid Bu Iska. He says, no, Ksafim can be included. You can give money, because Ksafim, you're able to invest. You can make money. You could buy businesses and make money off of that. So this machlok is which exactly is going to be excluded, but they both agree the reason why Ton, Gar, and V'yekev are singled out, according to Rabbi Meir, it mentions these three minim, because you have to have five per each, giving a total of 15. For Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, to tell me which types of minim can be used, only things that can really grow and produce more. Gemara now says the last three lines of the Amud here, Tzricha, you need to mention Ton, Gar, and V'yekev. Why do you need to mention all three? Because Rachman Tzon, had it only said Tzon, Habamina Bali Chaimin, Gudule Karkalo, only animals, but things that grow from the ground cannot be included in the Hanaka, Kazi Rachman Agorin, even things, grains are included, other types of Gidule Karka as well. And the opposite, because of Gorin, Habamina Gidule Karka in Bali Chaim Lo, you couldn't give animals maybe, Kazi Rachman Tzon. So that's, you have to balance that you need animals and Gorin, grain, to tell me that both Gedulei karka and behemos are permitted. But what about yekev lamali? What do you learn from the word yekev? That seems to be completely extra. So Gemara says, going to Amud Beis, that's limar lemute ksafim, limar lemute predos. And coming to say that we're excluding some other item. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was coming to exclude prados that are not permitted, that mules can't be included because they're not bechal bracha. And the other one felt that Yaakov comes to exclude ksafim, because ksafim, according to the other opinion, is not included in bracha either. The Gemara now says, two lines on the down on Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanan. That bracha that's included, the hanaka has to be something that's a bracha to the eved. Yachol nisbarach bais biglalo manikin lo. One might think only if the eved brought bracha, he brought parnasa, brought schar into the house. Only then does he deserve hanaka. Lo nisbarach bais biglalo. If the house was not full of bracha because of the eved, ain manikin lo. He doesn't deserve anything. He didn't cause any bracha. That's why it says ashe baracha. Tamalomar hanik tanik. You give him hanaka, double lashon to say you really give him hanaka, even if he didn't cause any bracha, he still deserves hanaka. Imkein, matam lomar shebracha. So why did it say shebracha? It seems to limit it only when there's bracha caused by him. Hakol fi bracha tenlo. What it means is you definitely give him something. Now, how much you give him depends. If he was a very good eved and he brought a lot of bracha into the home, so then you give him a lot of hanaka. But if there was not a lot of bracha, then you give him less. But there always has to be at least something, at least the bare minimum of 15, 30, or 50, according to each opinion. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer Dvarim Kichsava. No, you take the psukim literally. Nizbarach bayis biglalo manikim lo. If there was a lot of bracha in the house, then you do give him hanaka. However, lo nizbarach bayis biglalo. If the house is not full of bracha, ain manikim lo. He doesn't deserve it. There's a direct correlation of bracha and hanaka. Imkein matam lo hanek tonic. So what do you do with the word hanek tonic? Which sounds like you really give him hanaka in every scenario. You give him a hanaka across the board, regardless of what he calls you. Dibra Torah Kalashim Bin Adam. He holds that that's how they speak. They used to speak in double talk. Hanek Tanik is the normal way of speaking. There is no Chiddush in that double Lashem. And therefore, he paskins only when there's bracha caused by the Eved does he get Hanaka. If there's not, there is no Hanaka.
It's very hard to measure
that. Huh?
You don't know.
Exactly. There's no measure of it, 100%. Right. Whatever
even
it is.
Even if you could always say it would have been way worse without him.
Whatever assessment you use, you can't. There's no calculation, 100%. There is no calculation. Tanya Rabbanan on the Brisa says, Eved Ivri Ovid Esaben Veno Ovid Esabas. And Eved Ivri, if the master, the Adon dies, he goes to the Ben, but does not go to the Bas. There's no Yerusha for the Bas when it comes to Eved Ivri. And Am Ivri, Eno Ovedes Lo Esaben Lo Esabas. There is no Yerusha at all, even to the son, when it comes to Am Ivri. Had Nirtza, Hava Nimcha Lo Ovid Kochavim. And Nirtza, as we know, the Nirtza gets the ear pierced, and someone who's sold to Ovid Kochavim. Eino Oved, Lo Esaben, Velo Esabas. These two also do not go to Yerusha, neither to the son, nor to the daughter. Mar is now going to analyze each of these lines. Amar Mar, Eved Ivri Oved Esaben, Veino Oved Esabas. Mnohani Mili, how do I know that an Eved Ivri goes to the son for Yerusha, but does not go to the daughter as Yerusha? The Tanur Abban in the Brisa tells us, Vavadcha Sheishanim L'cha, that he should serve you for 6 years, L'cha V'lo L'yorish, only for you, for the Adam, but not for the any Yerusha. Okay, Atam L'cha V'lo L'yorish, you might think for you, but not for the Yorish. O Eino Elo L'cha V'lo L'ben, maybe it means to you, not even the son. When we say not Yorish, that Yorish refers to anyone other than the son, but the son's included in Vavadcha. So maybe really Avdecha means Dafka the Adon and not the son. Maybe the son shouldn't have Yerusha of the Eved Ivri. So Gemara says, Kishu Omer Sheishanim Yavod Hare Leben Amr. So when it says 6 years he's supposed to serve, that's including Jistam. He serves for 6 years. Doesn't say to who. He serves for 6 years regardless of who's getting it. That includes even to the son. So Ha Ma Anim Kayim of Avdecha. So what's Avdecha coming to exclude? It can't be the son because he already included the son from the previous pasuk. Sheisham lechav lo yorish. That comes to exclude a non-son yorish. Any other yorish, namely the daughter or the brother. So we see that the son is included. Does yorish the Eved Ivri? The Bas does not. So now the Gemara wants to know. Mari Yisa l'rabos es haben lo tizach. This next few lines is a structure that appears many places in Shas about the son versus the brother, which has a greater yerusha of the brother or the son. So Gemara says, Ma Raisa Larabos es haben lo tizach. Why did, when making the drashas, the Gemara's the psukim make no mention of the son versus the brothers? So why does the Gemara feel the need that when coming to include one of them, we're including the son as the Yerusha, as the Yorish, over the brother? So Marbia, again, so why? So Gemara says, Marisa again, L'rabba says, Ben, V'lotis, Ach, Marba Nisa, Ben, I want to include the son, Shekein Kam Tachas Aviv, Liyada, Ulisteachuza. We spoke a Yid a little bit, we haven't gotten into great detail yet, but when it comes to Nam Ivriya, when an Adon buys Nam Ivriya, he's able to perform Yid, he's able to marry her at some point, and he's also allowed to give her to the son to marry as well. So the son is similar to the father in that they both can perform Yid. So they're very similar. The brother cannot perform Yid. Well, the Ste'achuza as well. Rashi talked about how the halachas of Ste'achuza work. Let's read through the Rashi, I guess, for Ste'achuza. Rashi says, HaMakdish Sade'achuzasa, person's makdish is property. Po de Beiskor, he's able to redeem it for a certain area per money per square footage. Zera Chomer Sorim Mechamishim Shekel Kesef. Every area that's 50 barley growing in it or so is worth 50 shekel kesef to pay back to redeem it. You pay that money to the Gizbar. Vimlo Pado, if the owner, the makdish, is not podet, Umachar Gizbar La'acher, so the Gizbar, the treasurer of the Beis Mikdash, sells it to some other party to get the money, because the Beis Mikdash can't do anything with the property. They need the money. So they sell it to somebody else to get that money out of there. Ein yachal o liftoso. So the initial owner, the makdish, cannot redeem it anymore. Uchshiyotze miyad halokech, biyovel, mischalekes lakonim. Now when the buyer from the Gizbar, when Yovel comes and it leaves the property of the ownership of the lokech, it doesn't go back to the original owner who's makdish, it actually goes to the kohanim. That makdish loses this property forever. It does not become a steachuz anymore. Aval im lacha benosha makdish, let's say the Gizbar sells it to the makdish's son, eini yotze heimano biyovel, lischalekes lakonim. Then it does not go out. Yovel, it does not split to the kohanim, it stays within the family. So the son is in essence is playing this, he's taking the same role as the father, he's considered an extension of the father and stays within the family. So those two areas, we find that the son, come tachas aviv, he steps into the shoes of the father when it comes to yid and steachuza, therefore we're coming to include that the son is yorish the eved ivri, as opposed to the brother is not yorish the eved ivri. Mar says, wait a second, I have reason to think that the brother has more shaychas than the son does, ad rabba. So when it comes to Yibum, the son doesn't perform Yibum. If the father dies, the son doesn't perform Yibum with his mother, if you will, or maybe it could be his stepmother, let's say. Rather, the brother does. So we see the brother has more shaychus in continuing the legacy of the brother as opposed to the son. The Gemara says, no, klum yesh Yibum el b'makom shein ben. The brother only has shaychus when there's no son there. Ha yesh ben, but if there is a son, ein yibum, the brother has nothing. So the brother only has significance when there is no son. But in the context of a son, the brother has no, does not continue the legacy, the son continues the legacy. So therefore we see the son has more shaychus to the father than the brother does. Gemara now says, Ela taima de ikaha pircha, only because we had that question from the yibum case, that the yibum only is relevant when there is no son. Ha lav hachi, had we not had that problem, ach adif. It sounds like the brother has more shaychas than the son does. Why? How could that be? Even without that, you know, without neutralizing the case of Yibum, we should still think that the ben has more shaychas than the brother, because the ben had two areas where it was connecting, was kam tachas aviv, steachuza and yud. The brother only had one area, namely Yibum. So forget neutralizing the case of Yibum, that klum, the yeshav, ach, I know, bimakum haben. It's two versus one. Two for the ben, one for the ach. The ben should win either way. So Gemara answers, Ste'achuza nami mehai pirchahu. The konafkele. The tana klum yesh yibam elam makum shein ben. Ste'achuza cannot really be viewed as a second situation where the ben's kam tachas aviv. We only know that because we already neutralized the case of yibam. I mean, really the point was, the two givens are that the ben has b'makom yud, and the ach in terms of yibum. It's really equal, one and one. Ah, we mentioned steachuza by the ben, that's not a really good thing. That we only know steachuza exists because really we neutralize yibum. Once you neutralize yibum, so then we add it to the list of a ben, in addition to ben being yud, we added steachuza to that as well. It only came about because we neutralized yibum already. So it's not really two versus one. It was really one versus one, then became one versus zero, and then we started adding on more things for the ben. Yud we had, and then steachuza, and then the Steachuz, I guess, right. And the Eved Ivri, right. Eved Ivri case. That's the third case. Okay, the Gemara now says, two dots. Am Ivriya, eino ovedes los aben v'los abas. Am Ivriya, there is no Yerusha at all. Menoha nimile, how do I know that to be true? Amar Rabbi Pada, Adam Akra, the Pasuk says, Vaf amascha tasa king. So you need to know the beginning of the Pasuk here. The Pasuk says, V'lakach des amartseya v'nasata v'ozno v'delas v'ayalacha eved olam. And that same pasuk of Nirtzit says the last few words, "Vaf la masecha la mascha tasakin." And you do the same thing to an Am Ivriya. So what do we learn from this hakesha of Nirtza to Am Ivriya? The Gemara explains hakesha kasa the Nirtza. Ma Nirtza ain't ovid losa ben vlosa bas the Nirtza. There is no Yerusha when it comes to Nirtza. So too through this hakesh af Am Ivriya ain't oved this losa ben vlosa bas. Where it says, wait a second, that hekesh is not available for that drasha. V'hai la mascha tasa kein lach yudasa. It's needed for that halacha? To teach me that there's no Yerusha for Nam Ivriya from Nirta? No. Homi Baile, it's needed for the following drasha. L'chadetanya v'af la mascha tasa kein lahanik. To teach you that there's hanaka. Just like by the near to this hanaka, there's also hanaka by Am Ivriya. And it's not available to teach me that there's no Yerusha by an Am Ivriya. Gemara's ata omer lahanik, you tell me that the hekesh is to teach me hanaka. Maybe it's coming to teach me that there is Ritzia also for Am Ivriya. Kishuhu Omer Vim Amar Yema Ha'eved. If the Eved were to say, I want to stay on and do Nirtza, we say Ha'eved V'lo Am Ivriya. So we already excluded Am Ivriya from Nirtza. So only thing now, Hare Ritzia Amar. So Ritzia already, Am Ivriya is already excluded from Ritzia. So Ha Mani Mekayim, what do I do with the Gzer Shavah of Vafla Mascha Tasakin? Ha mani mikayim lafa masachatasekein lahanik. That to tell me that there's also hanaka for Am Ivriya, just like there's hanaka for nirtza. So now that word, the hekesh, is teaching me hanaka, and it's not available to teach me that there's no yerusha for an Am Ivriya. Imkein, the Gemara says no. If that was the only drasha to be learned, nichtav kra la mascha kein my tasa. What's tasa? Tasa is an extra word. Shmas min atarti. We learn two things from this hekesh. Number one is there's hanaka from Am Ivriya. Learn from Nirtza. Number two is that there's no Yerusha. We learn from Nirtza as well. Okay. Now the Gemara quotes the last part of the brayis that we mentioned earlier. That when it comes to a Nirtza, v'nimchar l'ovid kochavim eino ovid lo saben lo sabas. Nirta, there's no Yerusha for Nirta, and there's also no Yerusha if you sell the Eved to a guy, and then the other one were to die, the son would not be Yerusha. So Nirta, how do we know there's no Yerusha by Nirta? Dichsev v'irasa adonav esosno b'marteh, v'avdo li'olam, v'lo esaben, v'avdo, he's his Eved forever, his, but not the son's Eved forever. V'esabas, v'lo esaben, v'lo esabas. Nimchar, let's say sold to Ovid Kochavim, Minayin. How do I know there too there's no Yerusha as well? Amar Chizkia, Amar Kra, V'chashev im Koneo, V'lo im Yorshe Koneo. So when you sell an Evet to the Evet Kanani, and you're trying to negotiate, getting them free, redeeming, you negotiate with the Koneo, the owner, the Koneo, the Ovid Kochavim, V'lo im Yorshe Koneo, not the Yorshim of the Koneo, Dafka the Koneo himself. And therefore we see that the Nimchar, Ovid Kochavim, is excluded from Yerusha as well. Okay, let's go weiter now. Gemara is going to discuss some Yerusha when it comes to Goyim now. Amar Rava, Rava says, Davar Torah, Midaraisa Ovid Kochavim, Yoresh is Aviv, there is Yerusha by a Goy, Shinemar Vechishev im Koneo, Vlo im Yorshe Koneo. Michlal the Isla Yorshim. Meaning, why does a Pasuk have to exclude Yorshim? If Yorshim are not Yorish from Goyim, so there's no need to exclude them. The very fact that the Pasuk needs to exclude that you don't have to negotiate with the Yerusha Kaneo tells me that in general that there is Yerusha, but this is an exception that there is no Yerusha when it comes to an Eved Ivri owned by a guy. Ger, as Ovid Kochavim, Eino Medivei Torah, a Ger who converts to Judaism now, he's not Yerusha's parents who are still Goyim. Ela Medivei Sofrim, it's only Medivei Sofrim that he gets Yerusha. The Tanan and the Mishnah tells us, Ger Ovid Kochavim, Sheyarsh Shavim, two brothers, but one's a Jew now, one's not. They're inheriting the property of their parents. Ovid Kochavim, who are still Goyim. The Ger, who's now Jewish, Yachal Omar, could say to his brother, who's still a Goy, Ovid Kochavim, Talata Avodas Kochavim, you take all those idols. Vani Maus, I'll take all the money. Talata Yai Nesach, you take all that wine. Yai Nesach, Vani Peres, I'll take all the fruit. So that's permitted. But however, Mishabar Lushus Ger, if let's say a whole delivery was made to the property of the Ger, and within that property that was given over to him, he has Yai Nesach, and he has idols. Usher, he cannot switch anymore. Because now once it comes to his property, you cannot sell, you cannot be machlif anything that's Usher, Bidin Avodah Zarah. But either way, it comes out of here, Visaka Daitach Deraisa, if you would think that the Ger would be Yorish's father, Agoy, Midraisa, Kilo Bo, Lershuso, Nami Kishakel Chilufei Avodah Tzuchamhi. who the kashakim. If we assume that it's a Yerusha deraisa, so this whole discussion how Yerusha works, but let's assume right now the Gemara sounds, Pashas is, Yerusha happens mimela, happens right away. The moment the father dies, the brothers are owners of the property. They haven't yet divided who's getting what, but they mamish have a kinyan to it. So if the ger were to yorish on a deraisa level, he owns it now, even though he hasn't yet picked out the idols, now he can't start figuring out which one the brother gets, which one he gets, because he has a kinyan right now. It must be, therefore, ella midirbanan. He only gets a midirbanan. So why did the Torah, why did the Chacham rather allow the ger to get a yerusha on a midirbanan level? Gzeru hu da'avad rabanan. They made a gzeru shema yachsa l'suro. What's going to happen is the ger, let's say, he's supposed to get a yerusha. His family is very, very wealthy. His father, who's a goy, you know, is a big CEO and dies, is a tremendous yerusha. He's going to get very upset. He doesn't get any of that money. He's going to therefore go back to his old ways. So you want to give him some money so he stays on strong. You'll get to split yourself a yerusha midirbanan at least. Tani namihachi, the Brisa says the same thing. When is it true? Kishiyarshu, when is it true that what? That the ger could tell a brother to take the idols and take the yai nesech and I'll take the other stuff. That's only true when there's Yerusha. Aval kishinistatfu, when there's a certain partnership, then it's also, then you cannot switch the Avodah Zarah because that's chilufei Avodah Zarah. Let's go, we'll go a little further to the top. I think we have a couple extra minutes. Not extra, we have a couple of minutes. Gemara says in the bottom here, the last few lines, Ovid kochavim esager, veger esager, eino lo medivei Torah, lo medivei Sofrim. This opinion thinks that a goy who is inheriting from a ger, I guess a situation where, let's say, the father converted, but the son did not, right? Rashi says, I think, Shinskar Hav, right? And a ger from a ger, where both father and son converted, but now they have no yichas anymore because they've converted. There's no Yerusha lo medivrei Torah lo medivrei Sofrim. It's none. The Mishnah tells us, lo v'malas min ager, if a person borrows money from a ger, Shinishgayru banav imo, and his whole family, they convert together. Lo yach shalavanav, you don't return to the sons, you only return to the father. If the father dies, you don't return. The sons don't get Yerusha. Vim hechzira, if you do return to the sons or gerim, ein ruach hacham enoch emano, the chacham are not very pleased with what you're doing. They don't think you should do this. Vatana, but doesn't the Braisa say otherwise? Ruach hacham enoch emano, the chacham are pleased with what they do. So there's a stira. One Braisa says that you do return to sons that are gerim, and another Braisa says you don't return to sons that are gerim. And the Gemara answers, lo kashya, kan kisharasal v'leidasa shalom kedusha, v'kan sheharasa shalom kedusha, v'leidasa kedusha. Depend. If this situation where the children, with the conception and the birth, the parents were not Jewish at all, so that's a mamish geris, and there's no connection, the sons will not have any ability to collect. Situation, let's say the conception was shlomo kedusha, they were not converted, but while the mother was pregnant, then she converted, that's a leidas b'kedusha, the child was born, that's a partial Jew, and regarding these halachas, it is considered a yichas to the parents, and you can give back to those children the money. Okay. We'll stop here. Everyone has to stop. Yeah, let's go.